This morning, I had the honor and privilege of meeting Orany, father-in-law and son-in-law, live on a small farm in the south of Israel. On the 7th of October, after hearing the sirens and hearing that there were so many young boys and girls escaping the Nova Music Festival, they left their homes without any form of neshek. No guns, no weapons, and went out to try and find the locations of Nova survivors that were hiding in the bushes. They went in trucks in deep, deep zones where terrorists had infiltrated and were surrounding them. Rami himself spoke to terrorists saying, "I'm Abu Rami," speaking to them in fluent Arabic. "I came from Gaza too. I am picking up these people too." And one by one, they went back and forth using locations that the families had sent all over Israel to collect Nova Festival survivors. Rami alone picked up over 750 survivors. And yesterday, he went to the Kotel to say thank you, say Berachat HaGomel for being alive. Two Nova survivors came and also said their stories and thanked Oren for saving them on that Black Shabbat. It's crazy to think about. One day, 1 week in Israel, you go from seeing the most terrible atrocities, standing outside the B-bus's house, walking around near Oz, seeing the terrible destruction that faced the Jewish people. Every home has a hostage, a death, a destruction, the place in flames. And then going to a barbecue of soldiers and seeing everyone dancing, all of Am Yisrael, people from all over the world coming to barbecue and support our brothers and sisters that fight on the front lines. This week's parasha, Parshas Vayakel, literally means "and he gathered." And there's so many ways that we can use the word gather. Vayasof, Vayikabetz. But yet we specifically use the word Vayakel Moshe. And Moshe gathered. The word Vayakel is from the word Kahal. Kahal is a unit. One unit of the Jewish people, yet it literally means a congregation. It seems so opposite. On one hand, we have the Jewish people being congregated, but into one unit. We know that the Jewish nation has so many different opinions. No one can agree on anything. Yet the Torah, when Moshe unites us, it says, Vayakel Moshe. Moshe congregates us into one unit. This happens the day after Moshe comes down from the mountain. He comes down from the mountain after Hashem said, after 40 days of going up there and begging Hashem for forgiveness and getting the second luchos, and Hashem says, Salachti kevarecha, I forgive you. And Moshe comes down and tells the Jewish people exactly how they are meant to assemble and put together the Mishkan. And it seems contradictory, this entire even though the name of the parasha is called Vayakel and Moshe Rabbeinu congregated into one unit, the Jewish people, the entire parasha are the details of creating the Mishkan. We talk about the 48 gold-plated wall panels, the 100 silver foundation sockets, the parochet, the gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, red dye, goat hair, span hair, linen, animal skins, wood, olive oil, herbs, and precious stones. Everything that Moshe literally to tell the Jewish people eventually, stop bringing, you're bringing too much in order to create this Mishkan, this dwelling place, Hashem could dwell within them. V'shachanti b'secham, that I dwell within you. The message is so abundantly profound, simple, and clear. The Jewish people, we are one unit. We are one force, Moshe. And Moshe put us together. Hashem congregated us as one people. Yet within us, there are so many moving parts. Every part of the Jewish people has a mission and a purpose. You drive around Israel and see people with so many different jobs, so many different volunteers that are all doing the same thing. At the end of the day, we're all just Am Yisrael Chai, keeping the Jewish people moving forward. yet you have a bus driver, yet you have a banker, yet you have a farmer that is dedicating his entire farm to Kuma for 5 months to soldiers, giving them shampoos, showers, food at any time of day. You have people, Roi, who's spreading his story after all the struggles he experienced in Nir Oz, after all the struggles that he... You have Ron, who gives tours around the terrible destruction, even though it makes him feel sick, showing people blood on the floor of a neighbor that was killed through his mama door, through his safe room door. Yet he does it as testimony. Every single one of the Jewish people, we need to work together in order for Vayakhel, for us to be congregated and be one individual unit. This week's parasha is also Parasha Shkalim, the parasha in which we read about the Jewish people each bringing a half a shekel. You think, why a half a shekel? Why couldn't every Jew bring a full shekel? A very clear reminder that as a Jewish people, every one of us is a half. And we're only a whole when we work together. There is no one person that is able to function and able to achieve his goals alone. It's simply not possible. So how do we achieve oneness? How do we achieve a scenario in which we care about each other and can eventually be called a kahal, a one congregation in the singular? There are a few things. Number one, Avas Yisrael. We know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and I think very much this war came about through Sinas Chinam, through us hating each other for no reason. But Chassidus tells us something deeper, that when they're the only way to achieve oneness is through Bittul, is through understanding, recognizing that it's not about you. When we think that we are put in this world for ourselves, for us to achieve our own goals, then there is no way to achieve a collective unity. There's no way to achieve happiness, because oneness comes with inner alignment too. It's not just oneness as a nation. One within yourself, feeling calm, feeling good about yourself. How does it happen? How do you achieve that? Recognizing that we're here for a higher goal. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for Hashem, and we're here for Am Yisrael. And when it's not about you, when it's about achieving a goal that's not about you getting ahead in life, then that's the only way of achieving success. It's not for me, it's for my family. It's for my immediate family, to my collective family. It's a different ball game. And when you have that bittul, when you recognize it's not about you, and you see that in Israel, people are happy, people are feeling fulfilled right now in the most terrible circumstances, because everything they're doing is not about them, it's about the nation. And so too, through having bittul, through recognizing that in order to achieve something greater, we give half a shekel. I have my talents, but it's not for me to get ahead. It's for the Jewish people to get ahead. Then we achieve happiness. Chassidus tells us that simcha only comes after achdut. That's why Sukkot is the happiest holiday, because we unite together. All the four minim come together. The lulav, etrak, hadas, and arava come together. And through that, zman simchateinu, we achieve happiness. And so, when the Jewish people are immediately told by Moshe Rabbeinu they're going to be this Mishkan, in order for Hashem to dwell amongst us, in order for God to settle, in order for peace to come, there needs to be unity. We give half a shekel to recognize that we are a half. And the only way to achieve greatness is to come together, put ourselves aside, and through that, not just achieve happiness within ourselves, but happiness as a collective. May we rejoice on the streets of Jerusalem with the coming of Mashiach very soon. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.